This is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Valley Radio. I'm here with a band called The Nervous Ticks. They are from Richmond, Virginia. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
Liza.
And what do you play, Liza?
Mostly I play maracas, but I also play little keyboards too.
I'm Chaz. I play guitar and sing. Kyle and I play the bucket.
And yes, you play the bucket. I noticed that was awesome. You've got like a half bucket, half... Could you explain...
It's just like a metal bucket with a tambourine bolted to it, got a floor tom and a crash cymbal too. Chaz found it in the dumpster when he's starting the band, and it's kind of always been the staple of the band, so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great. You guys got that. Reminds me a lot of like the Gorries. You guys have a really good sound. I like it.
The Gorries were like a huge inspiration behind the bucket, because when I found it, I wanted to make a washtub bass, but then I got lazy and I didn't have a snare drum, so I just started using that. And I figured if the Gorries could do it, we could do it.
How long have you guys been a band for?
I've been doing it for 5 years, but it was kind of slow getting started because I didn't really know how to go about playing shows or recording or anything, so it was all just kind of learning as I go.
And you guys just played last night Hopscotch at the Hive, and you guys put on an awesome show, so we're glad you guys came out. What's the future plans for you guys?
Well, I think Windian's doing a 7-inch early next year. And then we'll probably go on another tour after that. And then apart from that, we haven't really figured anything out.
How many releases do you guys have so far that are already available?
Well, the Goodbye Boozy 7-inch is sold out. We have one that's in print from Killer Diller Records out of Brooklyn. And that one's the Videodrome EP. But that was before these guys even joined the band. So the next batch of releases is going to be with the current lineup.
As far as like the most memorable gig you guys have played, what sticks out in your mind?
We played a carport in Jacksonville one time in my cousin's backyard, and it was so filthy, but he didn't have like a rake or anything, so he made one out of a piece of plywood that looked like a big fork, and we shoveled all the trash and shit, and then we played there. They didn't have a microphone stand, so we hung it over the rafters, and I had to kind of play like in limbo position so I could reach the microphone. It was cool.
It's trashy rock and roll, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Definitely trash punk.
Yeah.
So what's your band that you really want to play with that you haven't played with yet? Is there anyone you have in mind?
Obnox.
Yeah, Obnox. I got to meet him last night finally, and so hopefully he'll come through Richmond. He absolutely destroyed. It was great.
It was fantastic.
It was really good.
It was so much fun. It was wild. There were so many people in there. It was hard to see anything. I was kind of standing on my tippy toes, leaning against random strangers to just even see close to the stage. So it was really, really good.
He's definitely my favorite dude making music today.
Yeah. Have you guys known each other a long time?
Well, I've only known Liza for 3 or 4 years or so. And then Kyle, we met about 3 years ago, about the same. Liza and I have been together pretty much since then, and Kyle joined the band shortly after we met, too.
What are some good Virginia bands you think people should check out as far as your local scene goes? Besides, you know, yourselves, of course.
I'm really into Warren Hickson, who's more like a singer-songwriter bedroom kind of thing. I also really like Battlemaster, who are like a black and death band. Hot Dolphin is great. We just got them playing a day show.
Mutt Wawa, Friends Noise Project. Coterie's another Friends Harsh Noise solo project.
Oh,
Buck Gooter rules.
Buck Gooter, definitely. Yeah. It sounds like Big Black played at half speed.
It's really intense. So good.
What about this festival, Hopscotch? Who are you most excited about here?
Obnox.
Is it Obnox? Okay, I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Flesh Wounds, of course, want to see Flesh Wounds because they're amazing.
Yeah. I'm excited about Witch Mountain tonight. I miss Power Trip, which I'm kind of upset about. We got to see Raining Sound.
Death,
obviously.
Yeah.
And Valiant Thor. I've never seen Valiant Thor.
Have you guys played a lot of other festivals, or is this one of the first ones you've performed at?
The Jacksonville Art Festival thing that we played.
No, that was just like their art walk. Yeah, people were just going crazy because old guys love us, like rednecks.
You have like a surprisingly redneck following?
I'm not surprised. No. Oh, one time, I think it was actually a first out-of-town gig way before these guys joined the band. We played in Savannah, and somehow there was a stand-up comic that wound up playing the show. This was before I knew what I was doing. he after the show, he told us, y'all remind me when I was 18 and punk, and now I know my dad used to beat my ass every day with a leather strap.
There's a guy at FuzzFest that said we sounded like Butthole Surfers on acid.
But they were on acid.
Maybe, like, you sound like sober Butthole Surfers. I don't know what that would be like.
That's cool. I like that.
Hey, there you go. I could put that on your next album cover, like a quote, yeah, right? Yeah. As far as your songs go, what's your favorite song for each of you to play live?
Right now, I'm really liking Skynet a lot. That's one of our newest songs that we've been doing. Kaz has been writing a whole lot of songs with the synthesizer, the keyboards right now, so it's like a different style that it's going towards. It's a drum machine kind of feel to it, so I'm really liking that a lot.
Yeah, we're still kind of trying to develop that kind of sound. I would say my favorite one, probably Food from a Can, because all I have to do is play just keyboards, and so I can watch these guys do their thing, whereas I don't usually get a chance to do that.
I like playing this old one, Count Grishnok, a lot, that I think is on the 7-inch. It's really fast, short. I like playing Rat Rat, because Liza together sometimes. That's a lot of fun.
You guys gonna do a Butthole Surfers cover set on Halloween?
We are now.
We are now. I think that's an amazing idea. Yeah. So were you guys in other bands that you recorded or did lots of gigs with before?
Kyle's in a ton of bands, because there's not a lot of drummers in Richmond, and he's the best. So Kyle and I and this guy Chris sitting over here are in a band called Cherry Pits now, which is pretty similar to Chris's older project Nightmare Boys, with a little more Midwest punk thrown in.
Like the Effigies, or like Zero Boys?
I would say more like Dead Boys,
okay.
a little more punk and roll kind of feel. Mainly yeah. That comes from the lead guitar player in the band.
If people want to hear your music on the internet, where should they go?
For Nervous Six?
Uh-huh.
I think Bandcamp. I wouldn't recommend listening to us at all.
It's the first anti-endorsement I've heard on Little Raleigh Radio.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's just so many better bands out
there. I mean, you got to be, like, kind of an idiot to enjoy this band. So.
Yeah.
It's a very visual thing. I like to think it's more visual.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to get the sweat on you and the spit.
Yeah. Yeah, I spit a lot.
Yeah.
I spit in the records, too.
Is it like the first 300 that you pressed or spit on, or is it all of them?
We only made like 45. Yeah.
If you listen to it, you probably won't go to the show, but if you go to the show, you might listen to it again.
Spit in the records are people I hate.
People might appreciate your humility. That might bring more people out to see you, you know?
That's a catch-22 if I've ever heard one, man.
Facebook.
Yeah. One of those.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about the noise rock kids in Richmond.
Yeah, it's really weird. Richmond's like got a really big noise community right now, which is awesome. They get all these really cool performance artists come in. There was the one guy who played the glass. He takes a pane of glass and he puts a contact mic on it, and then he rubs his face on it and makes crazy noises. It's like bleeding all over and it's amazing.
Kimberly just takes like a record player and samples like a record for a second, starts screaming into the needle and just smashes glass all over her face, and then when her stuff breaks, that's when her set's done. She's actually not going to do this anymore. She said she's going to pick up wrestling to let out her aggression.
Is there a good wrestling scene in Richmond?
Not that I know of, but I guess she's getting hit to it. Maybe she'll make it happen.
Oh yeah, and so you were talking about the Noise Kids being really into Fleetwood Mac, is that correct?
This group of kids that'll just get into like not obscure bands, but obscure to people who generally listen to insanely obscure things. Just get obsessed with Fleetwood Mac and listen to it 24/7, or like ABBA, and then kind of like Slipknot, and just like draw all this influence from bands that did really popular things. And
I love ABBA and Fleetwood Mac, so that's fine with me.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like things that you normally would take for granted, they really become obsessive over. And it was really interesting to me because it's a very small group, like a subculture in Richmond of these people. And they're just all really super talented and creative and have an insane output of material. So you can definitely see, you know, when they're really heavy listening to ABBA, they're all in like four bands each. So you can see the influence pretty immediately of what they're into.
Do you think they'll ever get into Insane Clown Posse?
I think they already are.
You think that means there's some like German raver kids over in Europe that listen to Nervous Ticks every day obsessively?
Yes, actually.
Because the first 7-inch was pressed in Europe, people in Europe knew who we were, and I've mailed a couple of tapes to Australia and stuff.
Yeah, and there's music videos that were made, homemade music videos of us.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just like 30 seconds of him playing some 80s video game and like holding the camera on the TV and going like, whoa, whoa, crazy zoom in and out and stuff like that, you know, which was funny.
When is that one premiering on MTV?
It's like a real late night jam, you know?
Yeah.
So earlier we were talking about the Gathering of the Juggalos that happens every year in, was it Illinois, I believe?
It's somewhere in the Midwest where there's lots of fields and apparently like...
And juggalos.
Juggalos. Lots of juggalos.
That wouldn't be much of a Gathering of Juggalos without them.
Well, they come from all over the world. They converge on these fields and I guess they burn things. I really want to play. I want to play there.
So would you do a solo gig or would it be like a Nervous Ticks gig?
I'm open to anything. Really. Like, obviously.
The Gathering of the Juggalos, I think it's interesting because it seems to be getting bigger every year they do it.
Yeah, I think because the family just keeps getting bigger, more people are gravitating towards ICP, I feel like, which is a strange thing to say, but not only are people being born into the family culture, but there's also a lot of misfits that don't really fit in anywhere else. It's like the Lollapalooza of feral children. They're getting like a lot of bigger name acts like Ice-T and things like that we're playing, which to me is mind-blowing, but also that makes sense. I see rules. I mean, Johnny Mnemonic, come on.
Have you guys seen Johnny Mnemonic before?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so it's Ice-T, Henry Rollins, Keanu Reeves, and Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV. It's an amazing movie. I actually have a poster in my living room of that movie. No joke. It's like a 90s techno cyber thriller.
Yeah.
A cyberpunk movie, and Keanu Reeves has a hard drive. How would you describe it?
He's a courier that has a hard drive installed in his brain, which, if you've been keeping up with the news, they're actually able to connect people's brains now across continents via the internet. So they're sending brain signals through the internet from India to Brazil now.
So we're actually living in the future of Johnny Mnemonic, but what it actually looks like is the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Thank God. Basically, Johnny Mnemonic is going to be happening in the next few years. But yeah, he has a hard drive installed in his head, and he has to transport pharmaceutical data across the world. It's great. It's really, really great.
I love when he logs onto the internet, and he puts on that virtual reality headset, and he's using his hands to like reach and grab things on the internet.
I wish that we actually could visit the internet with virtual reality. That's like the next step of the internet.
I think the future is a military conspiracy, and juggalos are agents sent to spy on us.
I think it's the exact opposite. I think juggalos are going to be the ones that are free of the governmental system. They're going to be the resistance.
What was the group that Ice-T led in Johnny Mnemonic? They were the low-techs. They were the rebels.
And they were the rebels, and they actually ended up winning in the end.
And they had
the
Anarchy 80s tattooed on their foreheads.
Yeah, they really did.
And oh, it's because of that.
Yeah, the dolphin saves the day. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So juggalos are going to save the world.
I feel like that could be a possibility in the future, is juggalos. I think we should look to the juggalos.
And the dolphins.
With the power of dolphins and juggalos, we can resist Skynet.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's really cool about Richmond now. We have like an internet message board where we can all get together and talk about shows that are happening. And a little bit
they
more.
They used to have one of those, too.
Yeah, but they ruined it.
The punks ruined the punk message board.
It's self-destructed. I think whenever they started replacing in the script all the R's with W's, so anytime you would type something out, it sounded like you were from Monty Python or something. But now there's actually a new one up, so we're getting to hear about interesting gigs happening.
No, I've heard that before.
It's not like an internet pissing contest between punks at all.
Not yet.
There used to be one here that was like called NC Punk Online or something, and it was just like a weird pissing contest between 16-year-old punk kids. Kind of gave me a headache, so yeah. There was this guy who was a troll on the message board, and his name was Juggalo Skin. He thought it'd be funny to troll like the 16-year-old punk kids, so he put up a picture of a guy who looked like he was in like a Limp Bizkit cover band.
That was really him, or he was blowing up somebody's pie?
He was just pretending to be this character, and he said that he was a Juggalo Skinhead. He was always saying that he was going to come to shows and beat everybody up, and then he would always come up with an excuse for why he couldn't show up. They would actually ban him from the message board. It was not me, actually. A few people asked me if it was me, and I was like, no, I wish I could take
performance art piece. I like
it. It really is, yeah. Do you guys have catchphrases?
I don't
like,
remember what my catchphrase is. I don't think I have one.
Like, I don't know if you used to be like a hip-hopper or anything like that.
I thought I was really good at rapping for a while, but it turns out I was smoking a lot of weed. So I wasn't.
Did you have a hip-hop name?
I was Lady Jane.
Lady Jane, nice.
Lady Jane, yeah.
And where can we listen to these recordings?
Never. Never anywhere. Maybe later if I smoke some weed, I can bust out some freestyles for you.
So, like, this place, Strange Matter, they have lots of old-school arcade games and all that. It's, a,
yeah,
it's an awesome place.
They work. I just play Metal Slug. They have a Neo Geo machine, but that one's always broken. They got Bomberman, too.
They got the Simpsons game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. It's a classic.
And their beers, like, their cheapest beer is, like, a Black Label, and it's, like, $2.25, so if you pay cash, you get quarters back. You know,
nice.
it kind of forces you to play games. You're like, well, I got a pocket full of quarters now, might as well.
What is your guys' favorite arcade game?
Galaga. I'm really into Galaga.
No, that's seriously mine, too, so talk about this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I really want, there is a website, and it lists all, like, in your vicinity, like, what arcade games, vintage arcade games are around, but I really want somebody to make that into an app for an iPhone or something.
Yes,
so
yes.
I can just go on there and find what video games are around me right now, because I want to play Galaga now.
Have you guys played the Michael Jackson arcade game? Michael Jackson's Moonwalker?
You have to.
Oh, my God. So it's like the Simpsons arcade game. You walk down the screen and beat up random people, and they have, like, your... Basically, you're Michael Jackson. You have, like, a special move button, and if you press it, it plays, like, Billie Jean or something, and all the enemies on the screen start dancing, and when the music stops, they all, like, blow up and die.
That sounds really complicated for, like, an 80s game.
It's pretty, like...
Is it like the RoboCop game?
Yeah, I mean, I guess kind of like that. And they have, And I guess, like, you have to... The goal of the game is you have to rescue little children who have been kidnapped.
Gross.
Yes, this is before he got in trouble for, yeah.
And it's twisted.
Yeah, no. And, like, if you find his monkey, what was his monkey's name? Bubbles. If you find Bubbles, you turn into cyborg Michael Jackson, and you, like, shoot laser beams at all the bad guys.
You're making this up.
No, it's called Michael Jackson's Moonwalk, and Sega made it. It's a Sega game.
It's like my dream game.
No. Like, it's, they used to have it at a local arcade here called Aladdin's Castle, and it was always, like, 20 people crowded around that game trying to play it, so
it was, game.
Yeah, it was like the highlight of my 7-year-old, you know.
I bet that game is worth, like, so much money now.
It probably is. They had a copy of the Sega Genesis version at a bookstore here, and it was like $80 or something, and I was like, wow. There's also a Journey video game, the band Journey. Have you guys played that?
Journey, like the band?
Yes, they had an arcade game in the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of Journey. I'm so tired of believing.
Yeah.
Well,
you won't. My mom, yes, she listened to a lot of Journey when I was a kid. AC/DC made up for it, though. That was good.
My ultimate, though, is I want the Nightmare on Elm Street Freddy Krueger pinball game. It's like the head of Freddy Krueger. He, like, talks trash to you while you're playing the game.
That's
amazing.
We were talking about all the merchandising of Freddy Krueger earlier today, even.
There's one with face. He's like a flashlight.
There's a
talking Freddy Krueger doll, and you pull, like, a string in the back.
Yeah,
I have that.
Yeah, that, and they had the Pee Wee Herman doll too. That was like you pulled. The string.
I also have, yeah, like that's why I think that's why Stacy's laughing, because I totally have that. I kind of have this, like, gallery of bad guys in my living room, and it's like the Freddy Krueger doll, like Michael Myers, and then Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone is in the middle.
Nice,
but he's odd. He's oddly the most evil-looking one. Like, he kind of looks like Chucky or something. Like, very malevolent. Yeah.
Well,
so.
Now look what happened. He's got that horrible band.
Oh, the Pizza Underground? Yeah.
He turned out to be the worst one of all.
Yeah, they played here recently. It was at King's, and it sold out.
Wow. That's everything that's wrong with this world.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that, like, they actually played a full set. They were touring and getting booed off, like, every stage, right?
I don't know, I guess.
It's about time that every time somebody's like, we're going to start a pizza band, everybody's going to love it, because everybody loves pizza, it'll be fun. Like, you deserve to get booed off the stage.
Have you heard Personal on the Pizzas?
But, I mean, they have the conviction,
No, it's like, the songs are actually good songs.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have the conviction to just, like, steal Ramones riffs and, like, seem so natural doing it.
No, and they do a they recently released an anti-Pizza Underground song. Have you heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should look it up. It's like a diss song. Yeah, it's like a, they threatened to sue them and kill the Pizza Underground.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah, what he said is first we're going to kill them, then we're going to sue them.
Yeah.
Right, that's correct, yeah.
My friend said he had a conversation with Personal, and he was like, you know that feeling when you drink like 28 beers and you feel like your own speed? And he was just like, no, I don't know that feeling. And the drummer was like, yeah, that just kicked in.
Well, hey, that's great. So
I appreciate anybody who can just never, ever break character.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it actually is a character. I'm pretty sure that they might just be.
Yeah, no, they're from San Francisco. They're not from New Jersey.
You're ruining my dreams. Dream smasher.
I only got to see them once, but it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're going to have a novelty, it should be like the music should still be good. It shouldn't just be like, just
a gimmick.
Right, because, you know.
Like, we're not just a bucket. We're more than a bucket, man.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
We were in Home Alone, too, and you don't hear us bragging.
It's always been on my bucket list to interview you guys, so yeah. Had to have the cringeworthy, you know, part of the interview. Yeah.
Literally cringe.
Yeah. Is that the first time you've heard that one, or?
Actually, yes.
Oh wow, it's an original cringeworthy one. Talking to us today on Little Valley Radio.
Yeah,
and are you guys gonna come back through North Carolina anytime soon?
Oh yeah, this is our home away from home. We'll
as
be
soon
back.
As they let us.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back. Yeah, and it's almost winter already, and I'm not going north for anything.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take that. Okay, awesome. Well, we'll see you guys later. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Rock on.